This is the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista. All of the calories, none of the guilt.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
In case you missed it.
Yeah. It's relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, so relationship rehab is that thing where you try to help us out here. Somebody's got a problem, and we try to solve it. 321-0931 to give your advice here to Caitlin, who says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love your show. I've been listening as long as I can remember. I've been dating my boyfriend, David, for over a year and a half. Before me, he'd been in a six-year relationship with a very controlling and jealous person. Now, she was especially jealous of David's old friend, Sydney. They'd known each other, Sydney and David had known each other for a decade and were very close and even admitted to having some feelings for each other. Now, they lost contact because of David's ex. A couple of months ago, David and Sydney reconnected. They text each other all the time. I was worried because they would text until like 4 in the morning. I checked his messages. Their conversations seem innocent and just friend talk. But when they would be up till 4, why would they be up until 4? Last Friday, I became very worried because David got an invitation to Sydney's engagement party in the mail. When David saw this, he flipped out. He immediately called her and started jealously yelling at things like, how long have you been engaged? How come I have to find out on a piece of paper? Eventually, it escalated to him yelling at the top of his lungs, I can't let you marry him.
Oh.
I immediately left after that. He called the next morning to apologize, reassuring me that he loves me. I'm meeting him tonight. I don't know what to do. Should I ask him? Should we break up? Not sure. So she's in limbo here. And so it looks like David had a thing with Sydney, and it actually broke up his last relationship with his ex. And now
there's a lot of stuff happening
there's
here.
There's a new relationship, and the Sydney thing is happening again. So what do you think? So let's just say you're out with a guy. You're with a guy, and he starts talking to an ex, and he gets an engagement letter. They've got their own separate lives, apparently. And then he's upset that he has to find out on a piece of paper. He's wondering how long you've been engaged, and then he says, I can't let you marry her. Can he do that as a friend, or do you think there's other feelings involved?
Well, he can definitely do that as a friend, but the way that he's reacting, I don't think most guys are going to react that way. I could see a girl getting all like, wow, what do you mean? You know, he didn't tell me. I think he clearly has feelings for this girl.
You do?
Yeah, I really do.
Just from his reaction.
Reaction and, you know, them having a relationship in the past. But I think on the other hand, I don't think she's necessarily into him anymore because obviously she's engaged.
Yeah.
So I think it's a one-way street. And yeah, I think he might have a little something with her. And to be texting each other till 4 in the morning, that's a little bit of a sign.
So what would you tell Caitlin to get out after a year and a half? Or what would you say to her? Is this a red flag?
I don't know. I think they definitely need to sit down and talk about this and figure this out. It's definitely a conversation needs to be had.
It's a good one. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Is this Amanda?
Hi. This is.
Hey, what do you think, Amanda? Do you think it's just a friend thing, or do you think there's something more going on here?
I think bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
You heard enough.
Yes, honey. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if he's in a position where he's going to get that upset about her being engaged as a best friend, he should be excited for her unless he knows that the guy she's with is not a good person.
Yeah.
And I think Caitlin just needs to give him his space and let him figure it out.
So you think he's a hot mess right now and she should just leave everything alone?
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
So you would throw a whole year and a half away, huh?
I mean, if it's that serious for him to get, like I said, get that upset over her being engaged, no one's just reconnected. It's like, your feelings are with her. So.
Right. It does seem that way. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Yeah. We got just something here from Twitter. You need to break it off. He's calling Sydney without hesitation and telling her off. Plus 4 a.m. text demonstrates Sydney knows and probably shares his feelings. That is from Twitter. What do you think? 321-0931. Let's get to Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
So what do you think, Dan? She thought that it was over between them, but with this this pop-off, it seems like there might be some feelings still.
Well, my reaction would be that, or advice would be that, you know, if she hasn't picked up on this already, that, you know, he's able to be like this, that it's not a good sign. I mean, what is she going to do? She's going to say, okay, are you sure you don't love her and you love me? Yes. Okay, how does she prove that?
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if she hasn't picked up on the fact that he can actually, you know, be in love with somebody else to that degree, you know, and she didn't pick up on it. You know, I don't know. Doesn't sound good to me. I don't know how you would remedy that.
Well,
yeah, to be that emotional.
Well, for your point, Dan, though, let's play the other card. So she didn't pick up on it, so maybe there is nothing. But then he's just as concerned as a friend. Could it be that he's just a friend and he doesn't want to feel this? Or because if she hasn't picked up on any vibes like that, then obviously he might not have any feelings for her.
Very true.
But then where would that like extreme reaction come from?
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly what that's
I can see a girl reacting over over something like that with a guy, but I can't see a guy getting so upset over.
Yeah. So what do you think? She's going to meet him tonight. Do you think she should break up with him? Do you think she should have a long talk? What would you do in this situation?
What I would do is I would like in her head, put the brakes on totally.
Yeah.
But obviously go. I'm not saying break up immediately. I'm just saying like put the brakes on emotionally and be like, wait, I want and need to know what the heck is going on, and just watch his face and really see if you're getting the answer that you want. If he's you know, oh my God, it was really not. If he can really convince her,
right.
You know, that it's really, really, really nothing, you know, then fine. Then maybe give him, you know, continue. But that's what I would do. I'd be like, I need to know what's going on right now.
Yeah. Because once he shows that he's nervous, then you know there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, thanks. Awesome. That's a great call, man. Appreciate it, Dan.
Thanks.
All right. 321-0931 for your help here on this. Let's get to Jason this morning. Good morning, Jason.
How's it going?
Good. What do you think here?
I think that she should leave him. I just got through a divorce, 15 years. I was with the girl, and apparently ever since we were together, she was still talking to her ex behind my back. After being with her for 7 years, she cheated on me with him, and then we got through it, got back together, then we got married, and she was still friends with him on Facebook, and still in contact with him, and it just was not, you know, just not right.
Yeah, so yeah, this thing strings out, and no matter what happens in your guys' life, she still has this old thing hanging by her.
And she thinks it's all innocent and stuff, but, you know, you can't keep in contact with somebody from your past that you have feelings for. That just doesn't help your current relationship.
Yeah, yeah, well spoken. All right, yeah. Well, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for calling
us. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Yep, bye-bye. See, so somebody else is going through it.
Catch Relationship Rehab, Tuesdays at 6:20 and 8:20 with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah. The station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista, and if you ever think that your life is not going the way you wanted it to, if you ever sat back and say, am I really living this life the way I should be?
Does my face really look this bad?
Yes. Feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Feel very good about yourself because at least you're not. A 37-year-old guy named Dennis Gustin from Spokane, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Now, Dennis, well, he got back into his car at the grocery store parking lot on Thursday and saw that someone had parked very close to him.
Yeah, I don't like when that happens.
He was not excited about it.
Not at all.
So he did what any normal person would do. He decided to slash that person's tires. So he pulled his knife out of his car. He put it through the tire, and he was trying to stab the tire, but he stabbed himself instead. In fact, he stabbed himself in the leg and hit an artery.
Oh, my God. You can die from that.
Exactly. Okay. He started losing a ton of blood, almost passing out, so he had to call 911 to be rushed to the hospital. When the police got to the scene, they saw that he was slashing somebody's tire, and they arrested him for being stupid.
Yeah, he's not a professional.
He's not.
I take it. Not a professional.
He's not.
Yeah.
So he is in the hospital recovering, but he's also facing criminal mischief charges. So don't do that.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad.
You put them together.
There and then you have the facts.
Then you have Dennis.
Oh,
yeah. So don't do that.
Okay, good.
Do not do that.
Not
hey,
good.
Do feel good about yourself, though, because
at least you're not.
A 30-year-old guy named Andrew Bell. Now, Andrew went to a place called Seductions in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Ooh.
If you don't know what Seductions is, it's an adult bookstore.
Okay.
Now, he was in there on Wednesday night because he wanted to get a $15 sex toy.
The old fleshlight.
Fleshlight?
Not a flashlight.
The fleshlight.
The fleshlight.
I have no idea what that is. Oh,
well, you can Google that later on.
Okay.
I don't think they're $15. Anyway, he didn't have enough money. So what did he do?
He sold it.
He did. He put it in his jacket pocket, and he started walking right out the door. And that is when somebody saw him and tried to stop him. What did he do? He took the fleshlight out, and he smashed a glass counter. And he ran out the door with it. So the cops, they got the description. They started looking for him.
Uh-huh.
They found him, a guy on the street. They said, "Hey, are you the guy that stole the fleshlight?" He said, "No." And that's when it fell out of his pocket. Terrible timing for that, by the way.
That's unfortunate for
him.
Terrible
timing. Yeah. So they jammed him down to the ground, and they arrested him for criminal mischief, aggravated assault, and theft.
Because he stole a fleshlight.
Yeah. Not a flashlight.
A fleshlight.
I want to be very clear with what I'm saying there.
Okay, I get it.
Hey, feel good about yourself because...
At least you're not.
A 20-year-old guy from Richmond, New Hampshire. His name is Garrett Norris. Now, Garrett, I like this guy.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Nasty Boy.
Nasty Boy.
Now, Nasty Boy works at Burger King there in New Hampshire. And he's using it as a chance to deal some drugs out of the old King of Burgers.
Good.
You see, people would come to the drive-thru, they'd ask for old Nasty Boy. And if that wasn't a red flag, somebody would ask somebody through the drive-thru?
Sure.
Here's what he would do. He would make sure that you ordered your fries extra crispy. And that was the code word for putting a bunch of weed in your Happy Meal. Or your meal.
Really?
Yeah, so they'd put some extra cash in there, and he would put the weed right in the old bag there if you asked for your fries extra crispy. The police eventually found out what was going on, and when a cop went by to order some marijuana because he wanted some fries extra crispy, Nasty Boy put him in there and was arrested. So, not great. Sounds great on paper. But when you are in there doing it, it's not great.
Nasty Boy. You're no DJ Luke Nasty.
No, he's not. He's nasty in jail is what he is now. So not great on that end.
Well, hey, he should hook up with a guy with the fleshlight. Those boys will have fun together.
Yeah, they would. Hey, I feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 20-year-old guy named Ashton Olson from Parker, South Dakota. Now, Ashton had a meeting with a parole officer on Monday. And he was running a bit late.
Ooh, not good.
Clearly, he knew it'd be bad if he missed it.
Sure.
Now, he doesn't have a car, and the bus didn't come for another hour. So he did what any upstanding citizen would do. Rather than call his parole officer and tell him he's going to be a bit late, he just said, you know what? I got to steal me a car and get to my parole hearing. So he found a car in the parking lot, stole it, drove it to the meeting. During that meeting, cops got a call that there was a stolen vehicle in the car lot. And he was arrested for felony possession of a stolen vehicle and, rearrested for his other charges.
How can you be this dumb? Well, I don't understand it.
Just be glad they are, because if they weren't, we would not have a segment called At Least You're Not.
True that. True that.
At Least You're Not These Morons with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
You told that loser.
You're in her world now.
Even if I had a heart, I still wouldn't mind crushing yours.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
Yes, you can always get all kinds of tough love. We make it so easy.
Yes.
It's not even funny.
Of course it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go to madtownjams.com, and right there we have a little thing that says Tough Love with Sirius. Just your name and your question. You can hit us up on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, all the social media. Jams Mornings, look for it there. Or give us a call at 321-0931 for your questions for Siri. We got... what do we got here? Eleanor in Madison, actually, from our website. She says, "Hey, Siri, I have to do all the cooking in my house because my husband is terrible at cooking. It seems like a common sense to me. Why don't you think my husband can cook real food?"
Ha 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 ha. This one is easy as shit. Your husband is an awful cook because whenever he cooked before he met you, he was cooking based on what he would think is good, and most dudes will eat anything.
Right.
He probably has no idea that he burns everything that he cooks, because when a dude cooks something, no matter what it looks like or what it tastes like, they are going to eat it regardless. Don't blame him. Blame his male taste buds. A man could eat cardboard and not hate it as long as there was barbecue sauce on it.
Or onion powder.
Onion powder!
Yeah, onion powder makes everything so much better.
Although I'm a really big fan of garlic salt.
See?
So anything with garlic salt.
Garlic salt, onion salt, any one of those things.
Or Lori seasoned.
Just put that on anything,
yes,
and all of a sudden you can eat it.
On a peanut butter sandwich? done.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm a guy.
Weirdo.
Dude, I had Skittles for dinner one time.
I believe that, actually.
One question here from Twitter from Seth. Seth says, Siri, I feel like my credit debt is crippling me. Man, I know what you mean. So is mine. Is paying it back really that important? Do I even need to pay it back? I've heard sometimes you can just not pay it back. Seth, come on.
Do you have to pay back your credit cards? Not in the slightest. Who cares? Just rack up as much debt as you want, buying ridiculous things that you don't need, and then never answer your phone when collection agencies call you to get their money. I would even recommend maybe faking your own death. How much easier would it be to just fake your own death and end up living on a beach in Mexico than having to argue with the collectors? Yeah. Oh, that doesn't sound like a good plan? Well then don't ask me dumb questions, because you know the answer to this. Pay what you owe or you will ruin your life.
Pay what you owe.
Oh, man.
Or you will ruin your life.
I had a Victoria's Secret card once and it was $1,000 and I didn't pay it for like 5 years. And finally they got a hold of me. And
your credit
like,
cards, your credit score is like 7. Hey, what's your credit score? 7, 8?
At least I have great lingerie.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams. You just have to get up, get up.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast. You just have to get up, get up, get up. Don't keep all this fun and funny to yourself. Hit subscribe and share it with your friends.
I like the humor in it. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. In case you missed it.